And welcome to Following the Truth. It's a beautiful day here in the Philadelphia area. My name is Gary Zimek, and it's an absolute pleasure to be back with you here this month on Holy Spirit Radio. Now, we've got a great show planned for you today. Have you ever been afraid of the future? Or do you know anybody who is experiencing fear of the future, fear of the unknown? What is it that's going to happen to me? What does the Lord have in store for me? What kind of suffering may I have to face? Well, here's what you need to do. Number one, hopefully you can stick around for the entire hour, because today's theme is don't be afraid of the future. And if you know anybody that might be in that position, why don't you give them a call? Because here's what we're going to do for the next 60 minutes. We're going to put our cares aside, and I'm going to play some music, read some scripture, give you some things to think about to help you to not be afraid of the future, because God doesn't want us to be afraid of the future. So many of us do that. So many of us fall victim to being worried about the unknown. What we need to remember is the unknown, it might be unknown to us, but it's not unknown to God. He is already in the future. He gets everything that happens to us. He knows everything that'll happen to us, and he's never surprised. And, you know, I have to say, it's just such a beautiful opportunity that the folks at Holy Spirit Radio have given me to be on the air here each month. I live in New Jersey. I'm still a Philly guy at heart. I hope you realize that. You're once a Philly guy, always a Philly guy. But driving in here from New Jersey today, thinking about what a great opportunity this is. It's going to be a nice warm day here in the area. I love it. I love the summertime. We're going to talk about Jesus, and that's really what this show is all about. In case you're a new listener to the program, this show is all about learning to live joyfully by following Jesus Christ. And we talk about the teachings of His Catholic Church. It is so much of a great privilege that we have to be Catholic, to be alive, to be given another day. And I'm thrilled that I can be able to share this with you on Holy Spirit Radio. I want to let you know, in case you want to know more about the work that I do, I'm a full-time Catholic speaker and author. You can find out more about my work by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. And if you want to invite me to speak at your parish, I would love to do that. If you have a conference you might want me to speak at, I do that all the time. I travel around the country proclaiming the good news. So whenever I can get any opportunities to do it, especially in the local area, I'm relatively local to the Philadelphia area, and I'd love to be able to do that. Just a reminder, too, I mentioned this last month on the show, but this coming August 14th through the 16th, it's a Friday through Sunday, at the Malvern Retreat House, which is in Malvern, PA, right outside of Philly, I'll be leading the first ever Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. It's open to men and women. And here's the good news. We've got the new air conditioned building. So in August, Malvern's a beautiful place. All of our rooms are air conditioned. We're going to be there for the entire weekend. We'll have Mass. We'll have the sacraments. We'll have the sacrament of confession, I should say. We'll have the sacrament of the Eucharist. We'll have plenty of time to spend in the presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. So lots of good stuff there. I'll be giving several talks. I'll have copies of my books there, including A Warrior's Guide to the Bible, From Fear to Faith, and my latest, Faith, Hope, and Clarity, How to Know God's Will. So I plan for this to be a great time to stop worrying together. That's my specialty. That's what I'm known for. I'm known as the worry guy. I'm an anxious person at heart, but I go around the country reminding people that with Jesus Christ, there is nothing to fear. So the Lord has really blessed me. So that's at Malvern on August the 14th through the 16th. You can find out more information about that by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. One final reminder before we pray, if you enjoy this program, what I would like you to do is let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know, because they need to know this. We're doing this program on a trial basis. We do it once a month. If you like it, if you feel there's a need for a show like this, you can email them at 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org. That's email 1570am at holyspiritradio.org, or give them a call at 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. Let them know that you enjoy this program, Following the Truth, because I love doing it. I want to be here to help you to grow closer to Jesus Christ, because I've found in my own life, He is the secret to experiencing peace. Amen? All right. How about if we pray and then we'll get the show started? Please join me and let's remember that we are, no matter where we are, no matter where you're listening from, we are all in the presence of the Lord. We forget that sometime. We have to remember that He's there. We don't have to do anything to bring Him closer to us. He's already there. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, no matter how uncertain your future looks, the Lord's here. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new day. Thank you for allowing us to be here, to come together on Holy Spirit Radio and talk about you, talk about our Catholic faith, talk about the future. Father, we ask you to help us to trust you more. Help us to get to know your Son Jesus through the Holy Spirit so that we can have a greater faith and be able to trust you with our future. We know you love us and we thank you for that. We don't want to take your love for granted. We're grateful that you love us. We're grateful that you're always available for us no matter when we need you. Thank you so much. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for creating the entire universe. We know that because you have created the universe, because you are all powerful, you're certainly bigger than any problem that we could ever face. So, Father, when we pray to you, we pray with confidence, knowing that you love us, knowing that anything that happens will somehow help us to get to heaven. We ask you, Father, to be with our family members, our friends, all those who are suffering from anxiety, from loneliness, from doubt, despair, all those struggling with addictions. We present them to you today, and we ask you to draw them all closer to you. We ask you to draw us closer to you as well. We present to you our own personal intentions, those things which weigh us down, those things which make us worry. Father, we give them to you now. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, I am fired up now. I am ready to go. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. And we're talking today about fear of the future. It's a big problem, isn't it? Fear of the future, it's unknown, it's scary, it's frightening. God might ask me to do something that I won't be able to handle. God might ask me to suffer. My family might have to suffer. What's going to happen if I lose my job? What happens if my health doesn't improve? What happens if my children never return to the faith? You know these things which weigh us down. But the problem with that kind of thinking, believe me, it's very common, and I'm prone to it too, so I know what it's like. The problem with thinking like that is we're missing out on the present moment. God wants us to live in the present moment. The present moment is all we have. This is all we're guaranteed. And what happens, we'll talk about this throughout the show, is the devil wants to keep us in the past. He wants us to regret things we did in the past. And he wants us to worry about things that might happen in the future. You know why he wants that? Because it's going to take our focus off of the present. And that's going to take us further away from the Lord. And it's going to help us to not respond to what the Lord is asking us to do. See, that's why the devil wants us to be in the past and the future. But as Catholic Christians, we want to live in the present. Because God let us wake up today. We're alive today, praise God. And He's got a plan for us. But you stick around today. We're going to get you feeling better. I'm going to try to comfort you. We'll read some scripture. We will play some music. And we're going to help to remind you that the future is not as scary as it seems. In Psalm 118, verse 24, we read, "This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." The Lord's made this day for each one of us, and He wants us to rejoice. So let's try to do that today, okay? We're going to go to a song now. This is the first song that I'm going to play. This is a little gospely. It's a little bluegrassy. I know I'm a Philly guy, but I've got eclectic tastes in music, so you're going to hear all kinds of different music. I absolutely love this song. This is from a group. They're called the Isaacs. It's a family group. They do a lot of work at the Grand Ole Opry. This is a live version, so I want you to listen to the audience and how they react to the song. The name of the song is I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. And this is all about, yeah, the future is unknown. We don't know what we're about to face tomorrow and the day after. But we do know who holds tomorrow. And that person who holds tomorrow is Jesus Christ. Take a listen.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry or the future, for I know what Jesus said, and a day I'll walk beside Him. For He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but
Amen. Amen. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds the future and I know who holds my hand. I absolutely love that. That was the Isaacs. The name of the song was I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. And you know what? So many times when we look into the future, we come up with these scenarios, and look, I've done it too, that may or may not come true, and we end up getting all worried and bent out of shape. And we start to panic about something that may never happen. And you know, a lot of times, even when we're faced with things that do happen, we don't always understand why things happen. We don't understand why bad things happen to us, to our loved ones, in the world. All you need to do is turn the news on and realize that bad things are happening all the time. We might not understand, but you know what? Sometimes we're not going to understand. And you know why? Because we're not God. I know that sounds silly, but we feel that we need to understand everything, don't we? But we don't. One of my favorite psalms, I'm going to read this to you now, is Psalm 131. If you're ever in a situation that seems difficult, I don't know why this is happening to me. I don't know why I lost my job. I don't know why my health isn't better. I don't know why I'm so lonely. You know, so many things are just beyond our understanding. We don't know why God allows them to happen. Why do children get cancer? Why do people die suddenly? Why do tragedies occur? Psalm 131 reminds us that sometimes we just need to trust. Psalm 131, O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a child quieted at its mother's breast. Like a child that is quieted is my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Trust. It's not easy, is it? Well, how do we get there? How do we get to that point where we trust? You know, and as I go out and speak around the country and on the radio, do a lot of radio, do a lot of speaking, and this is even in some of my books too, people ask me all the time, how do I trust? Well, we just can't make ourselves trust. That's something we need to remember. I just can't by myself make myself trust in the Lord. How do I do it then? He has to help me, and that is the key. That's the thing that we should never forget, that the Lord has to help us to increase our faith. We get the gift of faith when we're baptized. It's one of the three theological virtues that we get when we're baptized. So if you have been baptized, guess what? You've got faith. You might not have good faith. You might be like me, who your faith might be a little weak, but that's okay because you got faith. Now, how do we get that faith to grow? But we have to ask the Lord. We have to ask Him to increase our faith. That's a great prayer. Lord, please help me to trust You more. You know, that's a prayer I never wanted to pray, but it's a very effective one. The Lord knows when we don't trust Him, and He wants us to be honest with Him. So ask for help. Lord, help me to trust You more. And another very good way for your faith to grow is to give the Lord a chance to work in your life. Right now, you have got a problem, or many problems. Don't sell the Lord short. Ask. Ask Him to fix those problems. Now, be open to His will, because we want to imitate Jesus. And there is no greater example of someone praying in complete surrender to the will of the Father than Jesus on the night before He died, when He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, if it be Your will, let this cup of suffering pass me by, but not as I will, but Your will be done. So in other words, our Lord gives us this great example that it's okay to ask for our suffering to be taken away, but just be open to whatever God wills, because even though we don't understand a lot of what happens to us, remember that Psalm 131, that's why that's so helpful. Everything that happens is for our good. That's what our church teaches. Romans 8:28 sums that up beautifully. And that's a good verse to remember. All things work to the good for those who love God. And that means bad things, good things, from our point of view. Even the bad things, even the suffering. We can always unite our suffering with the suffering of Christ. There's always something we can do. And He can also give us that peace in the midst of our suffering if we stay close to Him. And that's the key. We have to stay close to Him. You know, I go out and I kid people all the time when I speak to Catholic audiences, and I say, Catholics, you got to read your Bible every day. And I'll make the joke, okay, open up your Bible and nobody will have their Bible. And we do have to get better at that. This is our book. Our church compiled the books of the Bible. We believe, as Catholics, that every word of sacred scripture is inspired by God. So if I want to hear God speak, I want a surefire way of hearing God speak to me, all I need to do is open up my Bible, and we have to read it. Okay, this is going to get painful. You ready? Here it comes. Every day. I'm not kidding. For years, I didn't do that. I was also miserable. I was also lost. I was also bordering on hopeless. We need to read the Bible every day. A great way to do it is to read the daily Mass readings. They're online. The United States Council of Catholic Bishops has them online. There are some great magazines, the Magnificat, the Word Among Us. I have a daily missal. These are ways that we can read sacred scripture. And I also read them every day on my daily internet radio show. So you can find out more about that at followingthetruth.com. But I believe so strongly in sacred scripture that I'm not going to let you off the hook with this one. We've got to read the Bible every day. 5 minutes. 10 minutes. Doesn't have to be 5 hours. But listening to God speak to us through sacred scripture is invaluable when it comes to building our faith. Because the more we get to know the Lord, what happens? The more we trust Him. It just works out that way. Trust me, I've been there. So give it a try in your own life, and I promise you'll start to see changes. They won't happen overnight, but you will see changes. You are listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Gary Zimek. We do this once a month. We do it on the fourth Wednesday of every month. The purpose of this show is to help you to follow the way, the truth, the life, Jesus Christ, in your daily life. So many times we have this disconnect. And I know growing up Catholic, I'm a cradle Catholic, but I went for many years. I went to Mass every Sunday, but I had no real encounter with the Lord throughout the week. And I'm sure I'm not alone. I talk to many people who say the same thing. He's real, and He wants to be a part of our daily life. So by reading Scripture, by praying daily, by receiving the sacraments as often as possible, daily Mass is huge if you can do it. Confession, by praying to Our Lady to ask for her intercession, the Rosary. We're in the month of May. Our Lady was so helpful to me. And one of the books that I wrote was about the Blessed Mother. It's called Listen to Your Blessed Mother. And again, I had no real understanding of just how helpful Mary can be. But she'll bring you to Jesus. And once you're walking day by day with Jesus, I can promise you, you're going to start to feel more peaceful. Now, before we go to the next song, I want to let you know where you can get in touch with me. My name is Gary Zimek, and you can find me on the internet at followingthetruth.com. Or if you have something that you'd like to write to me about via email, you can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. You find out about how to bring me to your parish. I really would love to come out and speak at your parish or your conference, or give a retreat, give a parish mission, whatever it is. I want to come out and spread the good news and help you to live joyfully with the help of Jesus Christ. All right. Now, also, I mentioned at the start of the show, if you enjoy the show, let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know. You can email them at 1570am@holyspiritradio.org or give them a call at 215-345-1570. They're nice enough to let me come into the studio once a month and do this program. So let them know if you enjoy it. I strongly believe there's a need for a show like this because I know that many of you need that connection with Jesus Christ on a daily basis. Amen? All right. We're going to go to the second song. Now, this is a little more up-tempo. This is a contemporary Christian song now. It's by a group named Casting Crowns. This is the group that does my theme song, Following the Voice of Truth, for Following the Truth. It gets a little confusing. I'm not that bright, so I have to go slowly. But they do the theme song for this program. The name of this song is called Already There, and here's what this song is all about. The future. Scary place, right? Because we don't know what's there. But God is already there. He has already seen our future. He's waiting for us there, and that's a really comforting thing to think about. And one day, we'll be able to look back at all of those scary things that we thought about and realize that God was there, and they weren't really that scary. So this is Already There. I'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned, because we've got a lot more coming up. Don't be afraid of the future.
Yeah.
God already knows our future. He's not surprised by anything that happens. That's already there by Casting Crowns. My name is Gary Zimek, and you're listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. Today we're talking about fear of the future. How can we not be afraid of the future? Well, the secret is to remember that God is always with us. You know, when we talk about this, the reason I like that song, they talk about God already being in our future and looking back on it. It's kind of a cool way to visualize what's happening here. When we look at our future, it's scary. It's unknown. That's why it's scary. Fear of the unknown. It's a big fear. I do a lot of speaking about anxiety. That's one of the biggest fears that people face. But to us, it's a mystery. But to God, it's not a mystery. One of my favorite Bible verses when it comes to this and trying to visualize this is Psalm 139, verse 16. Now check this out. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book was written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. In other words, before we were ever created, God knew what would happen in each one of our days. So nothing that happens in our lives is a surprise to the Lord. If this was just you and me going through life, yes, it could be scary. If we were doing this alone, I agree, it could be very scary. How are we going to be able to keep up? How will we deal with each new situation, each problem, each trial that comes up in our lives? But the good news is we're not in this alone. Please, if you get nothing else from this show, always remember that you are not alone. The Lord is with you. He's with you right now. He's with me in the studio. He's with us all the time. When we walk into an uncertain future, it's only uncertain to us. It's a matter of perception. We're looking at it as being scary. The Lord looks at it as being familiar. He knows. He knows what will happen. So let's try with His help. And remember, keep asking for help. Let's try with His help to take one day at a time. I know that's hard, but it really is the secret to being peaceful. And try to live in the present moment. Let's turn to the Gospel now, Gospel of Matthew. You're probably familiar with the passage I'm about to read, especially if you're someone who tends to be a little anxious. Those of us who are anxious, we have our certain Bible, our favorite Bible passages. And in fact, my first book, A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, lists 50 such verses for people who are anxious to really key in on the message that the Lord has for us. But in the Sermon on the Mount, one of the great things the Lord reminds us of is the uselessness of worry. Worry is absolutely useless. Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25. I want you to listen to this, my friends. This is Jesus speaking directly to you. Put your problems aside for a minute and just listen to the words of our Lord. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. Isn't that amazing? The words of Jesus, they're hard to put into practice, but this is something that you should bookmark in your Bible and pull it out several times each day and read it. There are a lot of nights that I go to bed reading the Bible. My wife sees me reading the Bible. She knows I've had a difficult day, but not always. But, you know, sometimes I really need the Lord to speak to me, even if I didn't have a difficult day. I enjoy letting Him speak to me through the pages of sacred scripture. It's incredible. Until you start doing it on a regular basis, you're not going to appreciate it. But it's so crucial that as Catholics, we get used to reading the Bible each and every day. Again, for 5 minutes if you have to. Let the Lord speak to you. Your whole outlook will change. And remember, it's a matter of perception. He's with you. He's in control of your life. What has to change is your perception. We look at it, we're scared because we're not seeing the true picture. A lot of times people will say, you know, we live in a tough world. We live in a world where people don't want to rely on God anymore. People are moving away from God. I want to be in control. It's my life. What feels good to me, that's what I should do. Well, that's the mentality of the world. And they'll tell you, if you have too much faith, well, you don't think God's going to help you with that, do you? He can't help with that. You're not being realistic. What I say is that anyone who says that is not being realistic. We're talking about the God who created the universe, who created me from nothing, who created you from nothing, who created the entire world from nothing. I'm not being realistic when I think He can fix my unemployment problem. I'm not being realistic when I think He can cure my disease or give me the peace to deal with it. No. I'm being realistic. Anybody that tells you that God can't help you is not being realistic. But here's the thing. We need to remember that. How do we remember that? By reading Scripture, by praying, by receiving the Eucharist as often as possible, because we get that grace to help us believe that it's true. It is true, but the problem is we don't believe it sometimes, especially when we're faced with a problem. But it's an ongoing process. That's why I'm so privileged to be able to do this show once a month on Holy Spirit Radio to help you. Because we need that help. We need that encouragement. Because around us, we've got a lot of distraction. We've got turmoil. We've got issues. I've got problems. We've all got problems. We need to remember that God is bigger than our problems. And He knows the future. It's not scary to Him. It's just scary to us. All right, you're getting a little better. We still have a little more, so give me a little more time if you're feeling a little better. And, you know, also let me know if I can help you in any way. You can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com, or you can contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com. I'd love to come out to your parish and speak. If you have a question, you always feel free to email me. And it's my privilege to be able to help people. I've done this full time now for 3.5 years. Praise the Lord. I still can't believe it. To help people to develop that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This is something that Pope Francis is speaking about frequently. He wants us to have this encounter with Jesus every day. And it is absolutely possible. It's absolutely possible. Because when we do that, that's how we'll be able to live joyfully. Until that happens, we're not going to do that. So let's continue to work with one another. Let's pray for one another. I'm praying for you. You let me know if there's anything I can do for you. We're going to go to another song now. This is a traditional Catholic hymn. I'm sure you're familiar with this one. We're going to slow it down a little bit. Remember, I've got this eclectic musical taste. So we're going to be all over the place musically. But I want you to remember that no matter what you'll ever be asked to face in life, God is right there with you. This is a song by a gentleman named David Haas. The song is You Are Mine. I'm sure you're familiar with it. I just want you to listen to the words as we go through this song. And remember that as you're struggling, as you're facing an unknown future, remember that you belong to the Lord. He loves you as if you are the only person who ever existed. You Are Mine by David Haas.
I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fears. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here.
I am hope for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadows of the night, I will be.
Strength for all the despairing, healing for the ones who dwell in shame. All the blind will see, the lame will all run free, and all will know.
I love you and you are mine, David Haas. You know, that's the message for you today. No matter what you're asked to face, the Lord loves you and he's never going to put you through anything that will cause you harm. It might feel difficult, it might feel painful, but in the end, it'll all be worth it. And that's where the trust comes in. That's where the faith comes in. Again, it's a gradual process. And we do that, we get better at that, by learning to walk with the Lord, growing closer to him every day. My name is Gary Zimak, and you are listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. It's great to be here once again. I made the drive in from South Jersey this morning. Beautiful. Going to be a hot day today, a little overcast, but hey, listen, I'll take it. After the winter we had, I'm very happy to see the hot weather come around, but it's just a great pleasure to be here in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. I love to hang out at the shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. I've grown up going to that shrine. I'm 100% Polish, so it's very familiar to me. But it's just a great thrill to be here and to be able to share Jesus Christ with you. Today's theme is don't be afraid of the future. And I want to share with you something. We're going to play one more song in a few minutes that emphasizes the importance of living in the present moment. But I want to share a story with you. In 2002, my father was diagnosed with cancer. Now, he was 79 years old, and he was always relatively healthy. So this came as a real surprise to us. He went to the hospital thinking he was having heart problems, and they found a mass on his lung. And they said, well, there's a chance it could be lung cancer. And this is not something we expected because my dad had been a smoker, but years and years ago. He had quit so many years ago. But they did necessary tests and found out that he did indeed have lung cancer. And a subsequent test found out, and this was a day later or so, that it had spread to his bones. So just that quick, my dad had lung cancer and bone cancer. And I remember thinking that, how am I ever going to deal with this? I'm going to watch him waste away. He's going to suffer. He's going to gradually get weaker and weaker. It's going to be a horrible experience. How would my mom be able to handle it? And I remember praying and asking the Lord to help me with this. And I got this inspiration. I'm sure this came from the Holy Spirit, to just try to appreciate each day with my dad. So what I would do is I would call him up each day, and I would try really hard and ask the Lord to help me to take one day at a time. He'd answer the phone, and I'd say, hey, Dad, how are you? And he was still relatively healthy. Even though he had this cancer, it wasn't affecting him too bad. So we went along like this. When I would be able to visit him each day, either call him on the phone or visit him each day, I would just talk about the Eagles, would talk about the Phillies, would talk about old movies. He used to like to watch old World War II movies and would watch some old movies together. And we just kept it very simple. And each day that he was alive, I said, thank you, Lord, for letting my dad be with me. Help me to enjoy him. So this went on for another 30 days. He started to have some chemotherapy and be treated for the cancer. The prognosis was not good, but they still were going to treat it. About 30 days, just about 30 days exactly after he was first diagnosed, my father died suddenly from a heart attack. Completely unexpected. It was not the way I pictured it. But you know, by taking one day at a time, I was able to have a great last month with my dad. Had I let my mind run away and picture how the cancer would eat him alive, which it never did, I would have not enjoyed the present moment. I was grieving for my dad before he even passed away. And I share that story with you because it made a big impression in my life. And it reminds us of the importance of living in the present moment. Don't worry about the what ifs. One of the things I always say when I speak at parishes is God won't give you the grace to deal with imaginary problems. If you look at your neighbor who has cancer and you think, I could never deal with that. If you look at your friend who lost a child unexpectedly and you think, that better never happen to me because I could never handle it. It's because they are not your problems. If they were your problems, the Lord would give you the grace to be able to deal with them. That's why the what-if syndrome is really, really dangerous. We start to worry about problems that are imaginary, that haven't happened yet, and we become paralyzed with them by dealing with them. But they're not real problems, so therefore there is no grace involved. You see the difference there? So we want to try with the Lord's help again. Don't try to do it by yourself. Ask Him to help you to live one day at a time. Right now, I am speaking in the studios at Holy Spirit Radio. I am alive right now. Not to be a downer, but 5 minutes from now, I don't know if I'll be alive. The present moment is all that I have. We need to stop worrying about the past and the future and focus on the miracle of the present moment. Now, I've got a song for you. This is up-tempo. This is going to get your blood moving, okay? So get ready to be invigorated. This is by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It focuses on living the miracle of the moment. I'll be back on the other side to wrap up the show with a verse that you don't want to miss. Stay tuned.
It's time for letting go all of our
We don't want to miss the miracle of the moment. That was Stephen Curtis Chapman. Boy, that gets you going, doesn't it? Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a great pleasure to be here with you on Holy Spirit Radio. I hope you enjoyed the program. And don't forget, if you like the show, I want you to let my friends at Holy Spirit know, Holy Spirit Radio know. You can contact them via email at 1570am@holyspiritradio.org, or you can give them a call at 215-345-1570. Now, if you need to contact me, if you would like me to come to your parish to speak, or if you have any questions about anything we discussed on the show, you can also contact me via my website, followingthetruth.com, or send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Before we go, I'm going to read something for you from St. Francis de Sales. When I'm out speaking at parishes, this is my favorite verse. This is how I always close my talks. If you're someone who tends to be afraid of the future, you need to hear this. You need to remember this. This is a powerful, powerful verse from St. Francis de Sales. I'm going to read that in a minute or so. But I want to remind you that our next show on Holy Spirit Radio will be on June 24th. And the topic will be, you're going to love this one, unanswered prayer. Now, you'll learn that there really is no such thing as unanswered prayer. But so many times, our prayers are not answered as quickly as we'd like or in the way we would like. So that's what we'll focus on June the 24th, right here on Holy Spirit Radio, the next episode of Following the Truth. All right, here we go. From St. Francis de Sales. You have uncertainty in your life. I have uncertainty in my life. You may be experiencing suffering, difficulties right now. I want you to listen to this message and remember it, because it is absolutely true. Have no fear for what tomorrow may bring. The same loving God who cares for you today will take care of you tomorrow and every day. He will either shield you from suffering or give you unfailing strength to bear it. Be at peace then, and put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations. And that was from St. Francis de Sales. Remember that. If God asks you to go through anything in life, He will give you the grace to bear it. If God brings you to it, He will see you through it. We are just about out of time. I want to remind you one more time of my Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat that's going to be taking place at the Malvern Retreat House, August the 14th through the 16th. You can sign up now. The best place to go is my website, followingthetruth.com, and just click on the Malvern Retreat. image. We're in the air-conditioned building. It's going to be beautiful there in August. The space is limited to 100 people, so it's open to men and women, so make sure you sign up today. And again, let me know if there's anything that I can do for you. My website is followingthetruth.com. It has been an absolute pleasure to be able to spend a little time with you talking about Jesus Christ here on Following the Truth. And always, always, always remember, don't be afraid of the future. Why? Because the Lord is already there. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak saying so long. Take care.